30,000 people visited Tama Media Indonesia on April 20, 2025. To celebrate its 15th anniversary, the management is optimistic about reaching their target of 200,000 visitors during the Pesta Rakyat Nusantara Festival, which runs from April 18 to 27. The surge in attendance is fueled by cultural performances, appearances by famous artists, and free admission after 3 p.m., alongside 50% discounts on select rides. During the commemoration of Kartini Day, Deputy for Family Quality Improvement and Population at the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture, Wuro Sri Hastuti emphasized the government's ongoing efforts to safeguard women's rights in both family and workplace settings. She highlighted the challenges women face in balancing professional careers with domestic responsibilities and proposed systematic support measures such as workplace daycare facilities, extended maternity leave, and menstrual leave policies. Coordinating Minister Pratikno also encouraged Indonesian women to maximize their roles in the digital era, enabling them to achieve a better work-life balance. And that was the news. You are still here with me, Ray. That will come to you in the next 5 hours on Indonesia Today, where you can tune into our online streaming at voice.id, shortwave 325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in AAA Digital for those of you watching on demand. And here is Dewi by Dewa. Sembilan Belas.
Now from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used now duck for cooking the song.
More influential than a good role model, Chut Nyaa Dien. As a national hero, her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy. Even when she was sick, Chut Nyaa Dien always upheld her principles and believed in Islam. And that was today, quote of the day.
call as simple product is the fridge, because of its refreshing presentation. But there are also those who call it food, because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as simple product, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gumpo comes from the word gimpo, because it uses the fingers. Into thin sheets with something wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumbo product is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumbo product, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Indonesia. And of course, for listeners to know about the wonderful Indonesia, you can always tune into our online streaming in voice.id. Shortwave in 3325 kHz and 475 kHz. Also, our application in AAA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And also, for listeners, let us continue with today's broadcast with a filler from Voice of Indonesia with the title Ikan Asar.
Chilies, basil, and key lime. The land above the clouds is a nickname of Mierang Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks in children as part of the in-culture festival. They are not ordinary children. They have the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to the Yangtze, which in Banjarnegara region, central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to the ridge in the end. The scenic winding road to the green potatoes plantation, and with the residents along, it is worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon the Yangtze Ridge. We visited the village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of the Yang children, who are called Anakbaja. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Karadete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Western Mantu had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet Abadama believed to be special children of the Yang, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Anak Himbau merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era pertama.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. Dieng people believe that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock, and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that his hair also belongs to the God. The Javanese must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too. Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang baru sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual penceramah Bukit Gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral, atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjadi secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the pre-hakim during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, Anger can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Bakah. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual has been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan kita memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita persihkan.
Here is a crown for human, a special woman. It makes us sad with the fact that most virgin children in the end are female. The virgin children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, green coat. She also wears fur coats and bottom blue.
Wishes are specific, such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of Arjuna children's wishes. There was also another card with four colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with fried dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpang rojong itu tawaran bikin tumpang seperti padi contoh itu. Nah jadi ada kendal padi, ada
tumpang. So tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, where we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols. Another detail about dreadlock's current ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in the anthill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies enraging the new generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people and the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization. Overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. New are going to visit.